of your animal, kechotzer hanizik dami, is considered like the chotzer of the nizik. In other words, if the scientists say that maybe if your animal, even though it goes into somebody else's fields and eats the food there, but the animal first puts the food into his mouth, and the animal is your rishus. So maybe I should say the food is like sitting in the rishus hamazik, and you be potter on shein. Kamash mullah no, that we say even though the animal puts the food into his own mouth, but since the whole animal is standing rishus hanizik, that's all considered obiya bistayacha. The Gemara says that's the proof here, because the kechotzer hamazik dami, if you want to tell me the mouth of the poro is considered like the bal haporo, is considered like the rishus hamazik. If so, when my cow goes into your field and eats up your food there, I should, the owner should still be pata. Leimalei, the owner of the parah could say, Ma boy riftucha bepuma the cowboy. What is your food doing in the mouth of my animal? Yeah? So, you have, since our Mishnah says that the bala kelev is chayiv, for the fact that his kelev ate up the charoro in the rishus hanizik, it's a raya we consider the mouth of the poro b'rishus hanizik and not in his own rishus. And therefore, yechai for shein. Because the Gemara says, because really, the iboilio, really there is a question. There's a question, pi poro, the mouth of a poro, kechotzer hanizik dami, do we consider it like a regular shein? If your poro goes into somebody else's field and eats up the food there, you're chayiv, because it's considered your poro is eating it in somebody else's field. Oy kechotzer hamazik dami. There is a tzad to say no, that the mouth of the poro, since it's the poro's mouth, and you own the poro, so it's like in your rishus. So the food is in your rishus, so therefore you'll be potter for it. So it's a shayla. So from our Mishnah, we have a proof to say that the mouth of a poro is considered like in svara, you would say, still rishus hanizik. But the Gemara asks the question of, you have such an iboyi, if you tell me such a svara, that any time your cow puts food into his mouth, it's considered like in your rishus, it's rishus hamazik. If so, you could ask the question, like, what's that sad? If so, shame the chayiv rachamon hechem ishkakas lo. How could you ever find the mazik is shame then? Every time your animal goes into somebody else's field and eats up the food there, you should be potter. Because the maisa, your animal is putting the food into his own mouth, and his mouth is your rishus. So it's always considered like it's doing damage in your rishus, should always be potter. How do you ever have the mazik of shame? So Gemara says, Enechanami, so Omer Rav Mori, Breder of Kano, Kegon, you know what the mazik of shame of the Torah is talking about? Only the told us like, the case where the animal scratches himself against the wall and breaks down the wall, he's mazik the wall. So there was Yeshanol Azeka, it's not in his own mouth. So that's considered your animal did a mazik of shame for Shusanizik. Or else for Timfa Peris Lanosoi, your animal started to roll over fruits and dirtied up the fruits, so he was a mazik to the fruits and he had enjoyment from it. So that's like shame. There the animal did not put the food into his own mouth. Therefore, for sure, there's no rishus hamazik, it's only rishus hanizik. But maybe when an animal eats up the food, since he puts it into his own mouth, it's considered rishus hamazik dami. For the Gemara, maskul lo mazutra, mazutra yas takasha, no. How could you say this is the pshat in the Torah? When it says shein, it means these maisim, which we said before, I told us. For the Gemara, vobinan kashe yivar agola tumay veleko. You have to be a mazik of mechal yakarna we had before. Torah says ubir. Ubir, the pshat is you destroy it completely. Like we said before, shein has the mind that eats up the food, it destroys the food completely. Now these are only told us. These things do not destroy it completely. Since so, the ikadin of the Torah of Shein is l'chura, where it destroys it completely. L'chura, that's only if it eats it up. So if you're going to tell me when your par eats up food, your potter, where is there a case that's mechal yekano, that yechayiv? So Gemara says, Ravina says, yes, the shaf tzalmei. It could be that on the wall, where he was rubbing himself, there was a picture carved out in the wall. And when he rubbed himself against the wall, he destroyed the picture. So there he did a total damage, he destroyed the picture completely. So that's the mazik of Mechal Yekarna, where it's Hanoli Hazek, is having enjoyment by scratching himself there. That's why you'll be chayiv. Rav Ashi says, another case could be is the Pasi Epsuya. Rashi says, Kishin is Galgal Alaperis, when he's rolling over the fruits to dirty them, Tachvosim Betit, he mamish puts it into the dirt. He sticks it in there. The actual lock, it's not possible to pull it out. So kids, to the right cases,
where the animal does not eat the food, he only destroys it through having enjoyment from it. So that's called shame, maybe, that the Torah says Yechayiv, that's called Mechal Yekarna. But there is a tzad in the Gemara, maybe the pi parah itself, the mouth of the parah, is sitting like in the Rishus of the Mazik, that you'll be potter. So Tashima, come and bring another proof. There's a lot we have in the Mor Sanhedrin, Shisa Boyas Akelev. If somebody goes and races on, gets a dog wild. Or else Shisa Boyas Anachas, you go and start off with a snake, get the snake wild. And the snake now goes and bites somebody, so potter. You should know you're potter. Freddy Gemara, man potter, who's potter over here? The dog bit somebody, the snake bit somebody, who's potter? Meshasiya potter. The one that caused the dog to get wild and bite, he's potter. Because that's called the grum. He was only gurum the dog to bite, and grum then he's not going to potter. But the chayiv bal kelev, but the bal kelev himself is chayiv. If the dog goes and eats up something, the bal kelev is chayiv. Now the question is, Viyamad, if you're going to tell me, Kechotzer Hamazik Dami, when your dog eats up what goes into his mouth, it's like in your Rishus, it's the Rishus Hamazik, if so, Leimelei, the Bala Kelosh should say to the person that got hurt, Ma boy Yotcha Bapume the cowboy, like what is your hand doing in my dog's mouth? In other words, this side is that the dog's mouth is mamish like your Rishus. So you have such a tiny, then what are you doing in my Rishus? You should be part of all together. And here it's the mashma, the Bala Kelev is chayiv, when his dog bites somebody. The Gemara says, maybe no. The Gemara says, Eimar, learn like this better. Potter af mashasya. It means even the one that caused the dog to bite, he's also potter. But the Bala Kelev is also potter. Because maybe the mouth of the Kelev, is considered like Rishus HaMazik, and any damage that happens, you always have a right to say, what is your hand doing in my Rishus? So again, there's no proof. The boy is saying another terrorist could be over here is a dog is different. The afke le nive, the dog stuck out like his big teeth, his two big teeth he has, Vesarchi and he scratched. Rashi says, so Shoitsi Yoshinov, he stretched out his big teeth, Vesarchi of Lehichnis Yodotechpiv, that the hand that when he bit somebody, he did not put that person's hands inside his mouth. His teeth, like the big teeth he has, was sticking out. So therefore, the damage he did was not called in his Rishus. It wasn't Rishus HaMazik, so that's why the Bala Kelev is Chayiv. But maybe if the dog puts the food into his mouth, what comes into his mouth is like in your Rishus, in the possession of the Mazik, and therefore in the family, the Mazik should be potter. The Mazik has the right to say, what are you doing in my Rishus? Toshima. Toshima. One second. Toshima, Hishich Boyes Anochish. Again, you got the snake wild, and it bit somebody. So Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayiv. Rashi says Hishich Boyes Anochish Shenotal Es Anochish Biyodoy. You picked up the snake with your hands. Vegia Piv Liad Chaveroy, and the mouth of the snake you put onto your hands, your friend's hand. Ad Shenichnas Solatoychay V'Noshcho Meis, and the snake bit him and he died. So Yudis says, Mechayiv Yechayiv Misa for this. V'chachomim Poitin, Chomim say, no, you're potter. The Yomer of Acher by Yaakov, he explains the Machlekes. Kishetim Tzoloim L'Divir Rabbi Yehuda, and you know what the Hezbri is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he says, again, if you take this snake, and you put it near the hand of your friend, and the snake bites your friend and kills your friend, that you are Chayiv Misa, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, Eres Nochosh, the poison in the snake, Bain Shina Huaymit. It's just standing there between his teeth. Lafika, therefore, Makish Pesayif, it's like you hit your friend with a sword. In other words, the poison is there already. So by you taking the snake and like putting it into your friend's hand, you're like putting the poison into your friend. That's called like Adam Amazik, Yochayiv Misa. Rashi says, Ubulay Kavona Sanochish Yotziyaris. The poison comes out even without the snake's intentions of biting. Just the fact you put the snake there is like you put the poison into your friend. Therefore, Yechayiv Misa. The Nachash is potter though. Because he didn't do anything. The man did it. But the Divrei Chachomim, according to Chachomim, the Pshat is that Eres Nachash Me'atz Me'makia. The poison of the snake by itself is not just standing there. It doesn't just come out. You need the intentions of the snake to bring out the poison. If so, lefikach, therefore, nochesh beskila. The Nachash Tak is the one that bit the person and he let out his poison. So it's fitted like the Nachash killed the man. Therefore, whenever an animal kills a man, the Torah says it's Chayiv Kila. We have to kill that animal. But Umachish Pata, the person that puts the snake to the hand of his friend, he's Pata. It's not called like he did the Maisa Hamisam, because you need the snake itself to bring out the poison. Yeah. Now, the question is, V'yamrit, if you want to tell me such a svara, that pi pora, kichotzer hamazik dami, that the mouth of your animal is like in your rishus, and therefore you're always Pata. If so, leimale, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say the Meshasiyas Chayiv Misa, the one that took the snake and put it near your friend's hands, and then the snake went and like bit the hand of your Chayiv Misa? Why? Leimale, why can't you say Ma boy yotcha bepume de chivroi? What is your hand doing in the mouth of my snake? Was it so chur kasha like this? According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no kasha. Rabbi Yehuda says it's all considered like other mamazik, savada yochayiv. According to kasha, is according to the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin say now it's not other mamazik. It's the nochish itself that's letting out the poison. So if so, why is the nochish chayiv skila? Why do we have to kill this nochish? It should not be considered like the nochish did something, because the hand came into the mouth, so it should be considered like the hand is in the mouth, in the rishus of the mazik. So then the keller should be pata. So Gemara says no. Linyan kotla le'amrinim. Everybody agrees. Magayta misa. We don't say this svara. Faisas lamaisa. This nochosh killed. So therefore the nochosh is chayiv misa. Torah says never a nochosh did something like that. Even though it's not so much his fault, maybe you don't say this new svara of mazik is the pi para. The pi of the nochosh is like rishus hamazik to say that the nochosh is pata from misa. That we don't say. Negeis a kotla, we have to kill the nochish. Because lamaisa, somebody was killed because of this nochish. So therefore, there's no term here. Avadra din is, we have to kill the nochish. For the Gemara, minot tamer, how do I know this? That linyan misa, I don't say this new svara of pi pora is krishus amazik. The Tanya would learn like this. Ha nichnas lechotza balabai shloi rishus. If you go into your friend's rishus without permission, you went into his house without permission, but his dog there started to bite you and kill you. Or umeis, his shor hit you and killed you. The locher is ashor b'skila. Still, we have to kill the shor. Or bailim p'turim in akoifa. But the bailim is potter from kaifa. For the Gemara, bailim p'turim in akoifa, my time, what's the reason? How come the bailim here is potter in akoifa? Usually when your shor kills somebody, you have to pay the yorshim kaifa. The teretz is the omale, because the mazik he has a right to say, "Prishusi my boys, what are you doing in my rishus? Like you came into my house. So therefore, if my dog, my shor, killed you, I'm potter from paying kaifa. Because in my rishus, my shor has a right to be there. You have no right to be there. But Svektimar is so, Shaira Nami Leimelei, my voice for Shusi, says, so how come we kill the shor? Why don't we save the shor also to say the shor didn't do anything? Like, what right do you have to do coming to my Rishus? Elav, here's the proof. Lin Yikotla Leimrina. Lin Yikotla, we don't say this for him. That's a Matthias. There's a Matthias that if a dog, a shor, killed a man, even though it's the man's fault, the man had no right to come into your possession, into your Rishus. But Lamaisa, this shor, killed somebody, that's a din of like a matakola, the Torah wants it to get rid of. There's a chiyaskila upon this animal since it killed a man. Even though it wasn't the dog's fault, the other person was at fault, but still that's like a gzeras hakosif. Whenever the animal killed somebody, the Torah says we have to kill that animal. So that's why here also the nochash also gets killed because Lamaisa, he killed a man. Mor says, Hanui easy, there was these goats, the Vei Tarba, that belonged to the Vei Tarba. To have a master delay of the Rabbi Yosef, these goats used to go into the fields of Rabbi Yosef and eat up his crop there. So Omele Labayas, Rabbi Yosef went to buy a complaint. Omele Labaya, Zil Emelu Lemarayo, Tlitzninu. So he said, you know what, go tell the owner of the goats, he should hide them, he should keep them away. Omalei, so he said back to him, Amai Ezel. So Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaye, why should I go? Because if I do go to these people, I'm really, they're going to tell back to me, Ligda ma gedira. They're going to tell me to build a fence around my fields. They're not going to want to watch their goats. They're going to say, our goats have right to walk around town. Either eat up your food, so what? If you want to protect yourself, build a wall around your field. Now, Ligda ma gedira biarya. Yeah. That's what they're going to say back. So the Gemara asks the question, what kind of tainer is this? We get there if there is such a lock like this, that you're going to have to put a gate around your food, around your fence, that animals cannot come in. If so, Shane the Chayev Rachmon Hechem Ishkachas Lo. Where is the case of Shane then? How do you ever have a case that an animal goes into Rishus HaNizik? If the Nizik has to have a fence around his Rishus, so how does animals get in there? Like this, the pshat is, if you own the property, you have a right to leave food in your property, even though you don't have a fence around it. And if somebody shor comes in and eats it, the bala shor is chayiv. But now that you're telling me no, the bala shor has a right to say to you, you put up a fence. So if a person has to put up a fence, where's there a case that is shame? There's a mazik of shame, like an animal can never get in. So one terence says, mishkakas lo kishachot. We had before, it could be the animal dug underneath the fence. So such a case, for sure, the bala shor is chayiv. Because the Nizik watched himself. Inam another pshat could be the nofo gudubal ayla. In a case where the Nizik, he built the fence, but the fence broke down beyond us at night time. So he's an honest Nizik. For such a case of the mazik, your animal comes into my rishus, for sure you have to pay me. But it could be an echanami that the Nizik like this has to build a fence around his fields. Machras Rabbi Yosef announced, V'tayim l'rab, and some said, Rabbi said, that the Salkin Lila, the people that go up Teretz Yisrael, Trashim Yibavol Eretz Yisrael, O Denachten L'Tisoy, they come down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavol. They said like this, Hani Easy, Tishuki, if you have goats, that's in the Shuk, that's by the marketplace, where they used to bring their animals there to sell, the master day, if they're doing damage there, we used to wait a little bit till they could check it, so they're doing damage then, is Masrin of Amariah. We have to warn the master. Shreyah tosses in the two or three times. Itzai, itzai. If the master is going to start to watch his goats, okay, we'll leave it alone. But Vilo, after we warned him three times, he doesn't watch his goats, then Amrin and Lei, we say to him, Tiv Amischoso. Like, take your goats to the Beis HaShechita, Rashi's Mokim, Maimed HaKtzav, with the Shechtema. The kibbul zuzach and get money for it. In other words, you can't wait another day even. You can't even wait to the market day. But you have to shecht it right now. Like, since they're going to be geshochten anyway, just you want to wait another few days till you get a good, better price at the market. But we say no, if you don't listen to us and you let your animals go loose there. So if so, we tell you, you have to kill your shor, shecht your a's right now. So Tais speaks out, it's only talking about that these goats you're going to shecht anyway. So then we have the right to say, get rid of it right now. But in the case that your goats are not for shechita, but you're going to keep them to get milk from it, or else to get the wool off it, so then you have the right to say, I don't want to kill it. If it does damage, so I'll pay you for it. And then we can't touch them. The Mishnah says, Ezeh Tam v'Ezeh Mu'ud. What's called the Tam and what's called the Mu'ud? Mu'ud, Kol Shehidu Boi Shloisha Yomin. That means if your shor did damage for 3 days in a row, and you warned the Ba'alim each time, then your shor now becomes a Mu'ud. The Tam, once it became a Mu'ud, when does it become back again to be a Tam? The Tam is Sheyachza Boi Shloisha Yomin. If the next 3 days pass by that your shor met up with other shores, and it did not shtoist, it did not do negicha, so that's a proof that it lost its tamus, now it's back to a tam again. You only have to pay a chatzin ezek. Divir Reb Yehuda, that's Reb Yehuda Shita. Kis Reb Yehuda told totally in days that it only becomes a mu'ud if it did negicha 3 days in a row, and it can only become a tam if it didn't do negicha, even though it had a chance to do it for 3 days in a row. Rabbi Meir says no. Mu'ud, shi'idu by shleish yapamim. Even in one day, if your animal did damage 3 times, then after that, it becomes a mu'ud right away, even in one day. V'tam, if your animal was a mu'ud already, when does it become back to be a tam? Kol she'iyo ha'tinoikis mishamshim rimboi, v'yenin ageich. If you have kids playing around with the shore and it doesn't do any damage to the kids,
that's a proof that it's not Kavanos Lahazik anymore, and it doesn't have a din mu'it, even after one time. If this happens, this is a proof that it's not a mu'it. So Mar says, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that a mu'it has to be 3 different days? No matter how many negichas it does in one day, it's not enough. It has to be 3 different days to make it into a mu'it. Omer Abayi says, if Shashun Rabbi Yehuda is, Timo, the Pasuk says, Cha, that's one day. Mitmoel, Trey, that's 2 days. Shilsham, Tlosa, that's 3 days. For Lo Yishmarenu Bolov, and then the Bible does not watch it, what does the Pasuk mean? Osel and Negicha Revias. That the 4th time it does damage, that's when you have to pay a Nezik Shalom. Abaye holds the first 3 times, you only pay a Chatzi Nezik. After it was warned 3 times, then the 4th time now, you're sure it does damage, it's called the Mu'id, you have to pay Nezik Shalom. That's what Abaye holds. Rav Amar Rav says no, even in Rav Yehuda, that Timoil Mitmoil Chad, that's 1 day. Shilsham Trey, that's 2 days. Vleish Morenu, Ha'idna, that means today Chayiv. Now, according to Rava, after doing damage 2 times, it becomes a mu'id. That the 3rd time already, you have to pay a nezek shalom. Rashi says, Lo yishmurenu, ha'idna v'negicha shlishis chayiv aleha nezek shalom. According to Rava, the 3rd time already, it's a mu'id, you chayiv a nezek shalom. This is the pshat from Rabbi Yehuda, though. It's totally in days. For the Gemara of Rabbi Meir, my time, what's the reason of Rabbi Meir? That even in one day, it could become a mu'id? The time you learn like this,